This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We're going to talk about Stephen Smith a little bit here with Michael McAuliffe, attorney. Want to dive into this case. I know you've been following it quite a bit, Michael, and I'm curious to get your thoughts and insights on some of the developments that have come about in the last handful of weeks. With the body being exhumed, with us learning that Sled is in possession of his phone. What are some of the things that have been standing out to you?
Well, one, that there's a almost universal recognition that it's a homicide investigation. And there seems to be little question that the initial determination or classification of the manner of death as inconclusive or undetermined, it was just wrong that this is a homicide.
And why, when you look at that, when you look at the chain of communication as far as investigators on the scene saying this is not a hit and run, this looks like a body that was dumped here, or a gunshot wound is what the initial thoughts were. How did something like that get so jumbled up?
Well, you know, the initial autopsy report has the cause and the manner, and of course, the manner was undetermined. So in the end, it could be that factually the death involves a vehicle and blunt force trauma, but the manner of death, given the attendant circumstances, is a murder. And so, why it was initially not classified as a murder investigation, is currently a little bit of a mystery, much like trying to find the murderer or murderers.
I mean, it seems that we could take a look at who changed the classification, when they changed the classification. Wouldn't that be a good place to start to try and figure out why that was done, whether it was suspicious, it's interesting because when you're talking about something like this, incompetency can oftentimes look like a cover-up and vice versa. What do you think we're dealing with here?
Well, it may be that initially there was a reluctance to categorize it a certain way for an inherent bias reason. It could not be nefarious, as you suggest. It could be incompetence, or not even incompetence. It could be that you're working back from a conclusion that might seem reasonable to you at the time, but with the advantage of new information or just a wider perspective, the initial conclusions and labels, let's say, aren't supportable. So I'm not ready to call it nefarious or corrupt or a compromised initial investigation, but it clearly didn't set off on the right path, and that could cause some headwinds now. Now that it is, I think, correctly relabeled as a homicide investigation.
Sled has named some persons of interest as of the recording here. Nothing has been done. No one has been arrested as of yet. Where do you think the investigation is going with the new pieces of evidence that have been found and the focus that's been added back to this case going forward?
Well, while it seems, and it has been a long time since Mr. Smith's death, the renewed investigation hasn't been that whole period of time. And so you just had the exhumation of his body, a new autopsy. I understand that there's new evidence or leads that have come out or could come out of that second autopsy. And as you suggest, there's new forensic information that might be accessible or re-examined by the investigators. So, there's a lot to do, and it's important at this juncture to get it right in real time instead of having to go back yet again later to have it scrutinized, questioned, and and maybe not acted upon. So I wouldn't rush. I wouldn't have an expectation that the investigation is going to yield an arrest tomorrow or next week. But I do, from everything that I understand, the investigation is being taken seriously and it's moving forward in a methodical, professional manner. And, you know, that's comforting.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Hey, if you want to weigh in on any of the cases we're following for you, you can do so by calling 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. Love to hear your voice and your opinion. We may use you on a future episode of the program. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.